This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we finish up Galatians with final warnings and benediction. Then we launch into 1 Peter with intro, born anew to a living hope as obedient children, and the precious blood of Christ. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful
God, we confess that we are
Almighty God has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Amen. The first reading is from Acts chapter 3. While the lame man who was now healed clung to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's, astounded. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until there is time for restoring all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago." This is the word of the Lord.
According to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
amen. Amen.
Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And amen. But how is he risen? Is it the same old Jesus? Is it that bloodied and beaten body come back to life in all its bloody horror? A zombie Jesus? Or is he now only a ghostly spirit that can vaporize into the midst of his disciples, only then again to evaporate from human sight? In Luke's account, great attention is given to the fact that Jesus rose again from the dead, bodily. Notice that Jesus was not raised as an angel. An angel is spirit only, and no body of his own. Notice that Jesus did not rise again in some other human form. He did not rise as a woman or General Patton or another person. He is still Jesus. Nor was he raised an animal or a pesky insect, a rat, a snake, a cow. Jesus is not reincarnated. He is now raised from the dead, and he is glorified in the very same body in which he was incarnated and lived among us on the earth, though now immune from death and unaffected by sin, in a spiritual body that is made new and is perfect again in its nature, unspoiled with sin, and bearing in human flesh the image of the living God. This now glorified body shows us some remarkable characteristics that we do not have on this side of death. His risen body is no longer bound by space and time, and it is free to move between time and eternity, and whatever eternal and created dimensions that God has established. He can show, and he can hide himself from earthly eyes even when he's in plain sight. Jesus appeared and he disappeared at will. And to those on the road to Emmaus, those two Emmaus disciples, he revealed himself finally when they sat down and broke bread together, only then to disappear from their very eyes and reappear again to all the disciples who were gathered together behind locked doors. He showed them his crucified marks. He showed them his hands and his feet. He spoke to them with a mouth and a tongue of flesh. He showed them his pierced side, and he said, "Touch me and see. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And then he even ate before them fish. What a remarkable thing Jesus does here. Jesus is showing us the glorified body, that there is life after death. It answers the question clearly and distinctly that there is life beyond death. Life that once entered into means to die no more. That is life. Let us remember that the joy of Easter is not only that Christ rose again from the dead, but that he did it for us. And when you go out and preach your funeral sermons, let your people know that their loved ones now stand with him on the other side of death. That is the joy of Easter, for he died and he rose again in our place. And it is the joy that begins to bring tears of joy mingled now with those tears of mourning as people begin to heal and know that their loved ones are more alive now than they have ever been. Because God is not the God of the dead, but God is the God of the living. And we were bidden on that Good Friday, "Behold the man, stricken, smitten, and afflicted in flesh and bone." But now we are bidden, "Behold Jesus, raised now from the dead." So look at him with your ears that receive the testimony of the eyewitnesses. He lives, and he is eternalized in flesh and bone. He is sinless, he is blessed, and he is glorified. Life without end. Hear that. Believe that and live that before your people, because this is the guarantee and the certainty given us in our faith and our baptism. It's why Jesus said so clearly. It says, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And he makes it clear as if he were saying to us, "You will be with me as I now am in eternity." So he wants you to see him in this way. And that is the empirical data. Jesus rose again in his body. And he made sure that his disciples saw him. They saw him. And it is as if he said to them, "I show you that you may know that I am the Lord of life, that you may know that I am the conqueror of death, and that I truly am the way of eternal life. See, though I have died in my body, so too do I now live again in the body, and I do this for you." God is spirit. God is spirit, but in me, God is also now flesh and blood, and I have come to make myself like you, that I may remake you like myself. See? In me, God and man are united together. In and through me, my heavenly Father has reconciled you to himself. In me, you find your life and you find your blessedness again, and this eternally. See, I make you alive again, alive to me and alive to my Father in heaven, who gives all good things. That is my Father's will for you, that you believe in me and that you receive all good things from him here in time and even now, right here in the eternity of the divine service. Behold me now, for this is your hope and this is your life and this is your salvation. And so we say, yes, Satan, Jesus actually rose bodily from the dead. St. Paul tells us that if he did not rise again bodily, there is no life after death, and we are still in our sins, and we are hopeless fools. No eternal glory and no eternal joy. It is that simple. The full and the physical resurrection of Jesus from the dead is the good news. This is the gospel, and it's for us all. The resurrection is the proof, and it's the seal of our forgiveness that was won for us on the cross. Jesus rose again from the dead because all of sin had been paid for in his death. And sin paid for is the fulfillment of the sin debt. And the sin debt is death. And death could not hold Jesus any longer because the sin debt had been paid in full. And therefore, it must release him from its penalty. And so it is. And this is how Jesus defeats death itself. So let me sum it up in simple terms. Through sin came the penalty of death. Take away sin, and you take away death. Sins taken away or forgiven means release from death. And release from death means life. Therefore, forgiveness means life. Luther had it right. And he gave us a simple and a profound way of stating it. It's why we say that where there is the forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. The resurrection proves it. And thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise again from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations. Make no mistake, that is what is happening right here today on account of this very word and this very command of our risen in the body Lord. So let us now be refreshed in him. Let us enjoy the feast now of his victory over death, because it is yours. And you are witnesses of these very things. Amen. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
In our prayers, we remember Katie Hamlin, the niece of seminarian James Martin. Katie has been hospitalized with breathing problems. And we also continue praying for seminarian Mark Langton, who underwent a medical procedure yesterday and is now recuperating. Rejoicing with the whole church, now clothed in the brightness of Christ's resurrection light, let us pray for the church and the world. God of all compassion, it is a pleasing aroma to you when your children dwell in unity. Bestow oneness of faith and teaching on your church, and lead us to love one another even as you have loved us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
God of all compassion, you free people from the chains of unbelief. Bring back those who stray into sin and deliver their feet from stumbling, that they may walk before you in righteous living. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of all compassion, by whose word the heavens were made, instill within the leaders of the nations a wisdom that fears your name, so that justice and peace may hold sway in the lives of all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of all compassion, you bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. According to your great mercy, heal and strengthen all who wait upon you in sickness and physical trial, especially Katie and Mark, and be their help and their shield as they await healing from you. Lord, in your mercy, God of all compassion, whom we know through your Son's breaking of the bread, open our mouths and our hearts in faith to receive the forgiveness through the body and blood of the Christ who suffered and has entered into his glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We lay these petitions before you, O Father, through Jesus Christ, our resurrected Lord, to whom you have dominion over all works of your hands, and who now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day, for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.